Our scripture can be found in Psalm 40, verse 8, NIV. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. Like David, we face many obstacles in our lives. It seems like every time we turn around, we stand in need of God's mercy. It is in those times that we lift our hands and hearts to God, who is the source of our help. We mirror the intent that David writes about in the psalm, giving thankful praise and worship to God. We thank him for sending his son, Jesus the Christ, who through his defeat of a major obstacle called death, overcame the sting of Calvary's cross because he got up. And he did it in 3 days. Jesus valued God's will and became a servant who honored the mission that he was sent to accomplish. His sacrifice redeemed our sins and still today demonstrates the example of how we are blessed when we are obedient to the will of God. Jesus did not come down from the cross, but decided to do his Father's will. He decided to die and decided to do it all just for us. We joyfully resound the song written by Jesse Dixon, which says, I am redeemed, bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. And if anybody asks you just who I am, tell them I am redeemed. We lift our hands in the sanctuary and give him praise, knowing that the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary continues to give us all that we need to overcome our obstacles, and it allows us to do his will with joy and gratitude. John, the son of Zebedee, also encourages us to keep God's law, as he notes in 1 John 3, verses 21 to 22, says, Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from him anything we ask, because we keep his commands and do what pleases him. Therefore, it is our desire to do his will and please him. When we place God's law within our hearts and acknowledge the covenant he has made with us, our obstacles cease to be seen as obstacles, but as reminders that we are his children and he loves us unconditionally. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we take pleasure in doing your will, and we strive to keep your commandments as we study your word. We ask that you continue to strengthen our desire to do your will. We are not perfect, God, so we ask that you forgive our mistakes. We thank you, God, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died and rose again just for us, so that we might have life. We are so grateful that you have blessed us to be living testimonies, proclaiming how good and merciful you are. We thank you, God, for giving us your redeeming love, which allows us to overcome obstacles and face each new day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, our call is to keep the law within your heart and do God's will. James 2, verse 8 tells us, if you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you're doing right. Amen.